So we're learning Me'ilah Daf Beis and Mabeis. Abayelahu. Yolu Ma'o Shiyardu. What's the halacha if you put it on the Mizbeach? Do I have to take it down or not? Now, what's the Gemara Shaila? What?
I just said before, no.
Right, I just said before, no. You're giving us a little sneak preview, but it's really a machlokes. But the Gemara's being a raya for my Mishnah momentarily. But let's first, the Gemara's being a raya actually for my Mishnah. Well, what's the Gemara Shaila Olu Ma'o Shiyardu? So Rashi and Tosfos explain. The shail is, it's going on Dorim. If you shecht a kachem bedorim, what's the halacha if you put it on the mizbeach? Do I have to take it down or can I leave it there? So that's machlokes. And the reason why this is machlokes is no one first mishnah about this in Mizvachim. Rabbi says, you got to take it down. If you put it on the mizbeach, you don't have to take it down. That means someone shechts a kachem bedorim, do you have to take it down or not? So Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Masechta Zvachim that if something is shechted at night or went out of the Beis Hamikdash or Nishbach Dama, the halacha is that im olu yerdu. So Aliba Rabbi Yehuda holds that by shechting at night is yerdu, loyse bayalach, kum apigim olu yerdu. Because, like Tosfos explains, the hashta by Nishchap Alayla, you have to bring it down. Shachar B'Darim is a kolshekin, because Shachar B'Darim is a shore worse than shechting at night. That's you change its place. So the question is, it's according to Yehuda, hold a shechting by night in the right place is yerdu for sure. Shechting in the wrong place is yerdu. Leave Yehuda leisa by the kulam pligadim all the yerdu. You have to take it down. Keep pligi. What's the machlokes? Rabba and Rav Yosef, Aliba de Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, it holds that Nishchata Balayla is Lo Yerdu. You leave it on the Mizbeach. Rav Yosef, like Rav Shimon, that it's Lo Yerdu. Rabba Amalach, no. Ad Kan Lekom Rav Shimon, Ela Benitin Lamata, Shnos Lamayla. Dear Rav Shimon would agree, if you put the dam in the wrong place, or Benitin Lamayla, Shnos Lamata. Well, the Oilom, the Shachtam, the Kibbal Dom, and Tzofen. Bottom line is you have to have Shchita and Kabbalah with Tzofen. Our halacha, you would say, even if you have Shimon, Kivin the Shachta Medorim, Keman the Chakinu Domi. You would say over here, even if you have Shimon, that here, if you Shechta the Medorim, here it's worse. It's like you choked it. You put it in the wrong place, the Shinu Makim. And don't tell me Shinu Makim of Dam is, there is different. You put Dam Lamata, Dam Lamata, there Lamai say, this Shechta B'tzofim. But here, I put the Shechta in the wrong place, there, Zakhtar Rav Yosef, according to Rav Shimon, that there is like you choked it, and like it's not like you made a shechita b'chlal in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore he holds that will be yerdu. That's what Rabba says. Rabba says according to Rav Shimon that will be yerdu, even according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yosef says no. Rav Shimon says lo yerdu. Everything lo yerdu. Rabba says that even Rav Shimon holds usually lo yerdu by shina mekaymai is worse, and it will be yerdu. Klar? That's Rabba's shita. So like it's Rabba and Rav Yosef regarding Shachta V'Darim, if it's Ma'olu Yerdu or not. Tanan, we went to our Mishnah, someone just asked for our Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah, Tanan, Moshe asked the Mishnah, Tanan, Kachim, Kachim, Shachta V'Darim, Ma'olam Behem. It says in our Mishnah, Shachta V'Darim, Ma'olam Behem. And we said, what's Pshat? Why is it Ma'olam Behem? I Shachta the wrong place, it's possible, it's like it's dead. Teretz, Ma'olu, Lo Yerdu. So it's a Raya to, if it has Me'ilah, it means Ma'olu Lo Yerdu. So it's a Raya to Rav Yosef. Bishlam Rav Yosef Nicha, it's Geshmak. Ella Rabba Kasha. Rabba said Yerdu. If it's Yerdu, what's the Me'ilah? So Rabba Tshver, first Mishnah like Rabba. So the Gemara answers, you're right. It's a Yerdu and there's no Me'ilah. Why? I says Mayalim. My Mayalim Hem, Midra Banan. The Me'ilah Ramishta regarding Shachta Vadarav is only Midra Banan. So the Gemara, my Ikebein derais the Rabbanan. What's the difference in the Me'ilah derais the Midra Banan? So Gemara explains, the Raisa Mesham a Chaimish. The Raisa pays a Chaimish. The Rabbanon, like, the difference between the Raisa Rabbanon is you have to pay Chaimish or not. By the Raisa you pay a Chaimish. By the Rabbanon, there is no Chaimish. That's the difference between the Ratayra and the Rabbanon. Zok to Gemara. And what's the reason why Taka you don't pay the Chaimish? What's Taka the reason? The reason you don't pay chaimish is because it only comes with the asham. That's what Rashi, the Mefarish, explains over here. Since by the Rabbanon you don't bring an asham, so therefore you don't bring a chaimish. Now the Gemara could have said much simpler, Taretz, in the Rabbanon, that there is no asham. Gemara is asking, what's if it's a Megillah and the Rice Rabbanah? What's Gemara answer? There's no Chaimish. Right? There's no Asham either. The Tosis asks the Gash. The Tosis says, have a Motzi Lameh and the Rabbanah Lameh Maisi Asham Ila. That's the Tosis. The Tosis says, that's Chaimish, you would think, when it comes to money already, Rabbanah can make money, you know, money payments that the Rabbanah can make. That, what's wrong with that? Chulam Azar, we understand. You can't bring a car without bringing a car. But money, you would think, you know, you got to pay the money at least. The Chiddush is, even money, it's less by the Rabbanon. There's no Chaimish. That's what Tosis explains. But like upon him, either way, there's a Chiddush in the Rice Rabbanon. There's no Asham, there's no Chaimish. And Rashi actually explains over here that the Chaimish is totally in the Asham. Which, the reason why I'm speaking that the Sapphire is because a little bit shver. If anyone remembers, like 3 days ago, we learned to accept this Krisis, that the Chaimish does not come with the Asham. It's nothing to do with the Asham, the Chaimish. It has to do with the Karen, not with the Chaimish. So that's why, you know, I want to speak out to my farish. But it's fine. Either way, there's a chil between the Raisa and the Rabbana. Gevaldik. So we had a Kasha on our Mishnah that's Kasha Rav, of course, it's Ma'ilim Teretz. No, it's Ma'ilim Rabbana only. Right, the Kasha, Umi, Kamil of Rabbana. There is such a thing in Mil Rabbana. I've heard of that. There's Mil Rabbana. Where is it? Yeah, in. Dom Ulam Vyechna, which we've learned before. You have a chatas that died, dropped dead. There's no me'ilah of Dvar Torah. And the Lashon Dvar Torah is mashma, alma, mid'raisa lo islain. Mid'raisa is no me'ilah. But the Rabbanon is behind, but there is the Rabbanon. So you see, you find the idea that there is the Rabbanon, there is me'ilah of Rabbanon. Hakanami, the Rabbanon, here also, there's a me'ilah of Rabbanon. So that means that our Mishnah is saying me'ilah of Rabbanon. Why? Because really, according to Rabbah, it's Yerdu. So Ula came with a big thing. By the way, he says, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it's the Rabban Degim Ula. I guess we're asking, if you're Rabba, Ula is a Mishnah. That's what we're asking. Yeah. So, okay. It's a little bit of a more as kasha, a little bit shver. Like the Shita asked that maybe Ula is telling us that Kach Shemesu has no Mila, but the Gemara was learning that the Ikechish Ula is that there is an idea of Mila Darabanan. So we're asking, it's our Mishnah already that says there's an idea of a Mila Darabanan. Leima Tanina Lahad Ula, or Rav Yechon, Afgal Tanina, even though it says our Mishnah, still Itzrich the Ula, we still need Ula. Why? Sak, and I think we're going to Hachalay with Dilam and Hain. We're thinking, and now Mishnah, where it was a regular good Khatas, and I Shechter Bedarim Sadir, Loy Bedilam and Hain. Since you made a good Shechita, so then I would think that you're allowed to be nana. Oh, it's pasla, I'm allowed to be nana. So you have to make a takana d'rabbanan to make me'ila. Avakachim shemesu, that anyway, who's going to touch a piece of the veil anyway? And since they have a shayla of tzkachim, and some veil, I can touch it anyway, you don't have to make d'rabbanan. However, d'ilman ha'in, aim I fill me'ila d'rabbanan loy. They're not going to make a takana d'rabbanan at all. Kamash v'lon. Therefore, Ula teaches us that even there you have me'ila with d'rabbanan. Even there you have me'ila with d'rabbanan. Dr. Gemara Vaita, one more Gemara. Mesu Nami Tanina. So it's a shayla had to learn this Gemara. We'll try to learn it two ways, both ways. Gemara is a kasha. Mesu Nami Tanina. Even Mesu is saying there's a chiddush by Mesu that there is Meila. That's Ula's chiddush. Even though Bedilim and Hain, even though you don't usually have enough because it's Ma'as, it's a Nevela, still Ula's mechash does is Isidra Abanam Ila. So the Gemara asks, Meisi Nami Tanina is also a first of Raisa, because it says, Anena Menachatos Kishihi Chaya, Loi Ma'al Achi Yifkoim. If someone has enough from a Chatos while it's still alive, there's no Me'ila until you actually make it lose some money. And the Farish explains, the reason is because it's not a Chatos Ba'al Mum, the only Akdushas Dhamim in it. When somebody has Akdushas Dhamim, the only time you have Me'ila is until you make it worth less. So you have to, it's not me'ilah until you make a pegima in it. So once it dies, and then it's not kaima l'dami, it's not kaima for money. Why? Because you can't be paid to give to klavim. So then, there's even hana alone, kiva the nana kosher, even hana, a little bit of hana is me'ilah. So what do you see? You see by chatas shemesu, there is me'ilah. So it's a first mishnah like ula. So what do you need ula for? So my answer, that chatos, you would say, chatos, I understand that there is, there I understand maybe that there is m'ila. There, people are not separated from this. I have to make a me'ila. Avakachim, hoyo v'lav l'kapara ka'asi, b'dilam and hoin. People will keep away from it. But less b'hu me'ila, and there'll be no me'ila. Kamash v'law, and that even by shar kabonois, there is me'ila. Even by shar kabonois, that there is me'ila, that would be the chesh. Now, the Gemara doesn't read so good. Because according to this girsa, you really have to put in a different girsa, and I'm just, they have here a different girsa. So feed this pshat, we have to really say a different girsa. Because the Gemara's kasha was that it's mafurish that by chatas shemesa that there is meila derabbanos. Or kasha is the first halacha. So Gemara answers like this. This you have to read it. Sakadat chamina. It's the shita mekvetzes is girsa. Just ahead over here. Sakadat chamina. That chatas baal mum hol veloy chazal kaparos. This is not chazal kaparos. It's about mum. Loy b'dilim in that. The guy doesn't want. He says, "What do you mean? I can use it." Says, "It's about mum." So there you have to masakim ila. Avakachim that's tamimim hol vechazin lekaparos. Since it's chazal kaparo, then b'dilim in hoin you wouldn't have to make a takana of meila. Emaloy kamash lo that there is meila. That's you have to gerus of this pshat. But there is another pshat in the mafarish that the Gemara's kasha was not that nami tanina. The Gemara's kasha was that there's a raya not like ula. The Gemara's kasha was not nami tanina. The Gemara's kasha was like this. Ula says that if a kachim shemesu, there is me'ila. The Rabbanah. Tomorrow's kash is, it says, hanenema chatas. Only chatas has me'ila. And not shar kachim. On that, the Gemara answers, Amalek Ula answers like this. Who would then all kachim have me'ila? And why did it say chatas? Because you would think, and that fits better with our girsa. Sakra is mina chatas. Holvacha kapara ka'asya. So, since it's kapara asya, and there, bedila minei, so there, that people anyway separate, you don't have to make me'ilah, kamash v'lon, that you have me'ilah even by chatas. But don't make a dik, a kachim don't have me'ilah. Say chatas needed a chiddush, because there you would think that b'dilah m'nei anyway, you separate from anyway, so there it wouldn't have me'ilah, kamash v'lon has me'ilah. So there's two ways to learn the Gemara. You have the Mepharish's pshat, and you have the Shita B'Kabetz's Shem Taisa's pshat. One pshat of the Gemara's kasha was that it's pashut, and the Gemara answers, no, I have to tell you a chiddush by Shar Kachim, Ula has to tell you Chiddush by Shar Kachim, or it was a Kasha on Ula, that here it's Mashma only Chatas, not Kachim, and that was answering the Chatas was a Chiddush that I had Me'ila. Okay, we'll stop over here.